Good evening, one and all. I want to address the unfortunate incident regarding Ji Jinwong's utterance of a phrase during her rally speech last night at Evergreen Primary School. On behalf of all the members of the Singapore Democratic Party, I want to make a heartfelt apology to every Singaporean, especially our friends in our Indian community. There are no ifs, no ands, no buts. The term that Ji Jin used was offensive and hurtful, and we are deeply sorry that she used it. Ji Jin has expressed deep remorse and has apologized for using the term. She did not know of its negative connotation. This is, however, no excuse, and we want to express how deeply sorry we are, and we recognize the pain this episode has caused. I am the leader of the SDP, and the buck stops with me. I have issued Ji Jin a stern warning and expressed in no uncertain terms that the SDP does not tolerate such behavior. It is not in keeping with our values. And she has assured me that such an incident will never happen again, and that she will do her utmost to uphold the SDP's values in all that she says and does. Again, our sincere apologies to everyone.
Good evening, everyone. The past day have brought about a difficult and necessary learning experience for me. At the rally last night, I used a term which was very offensive to my fellow candidate, Arafin, and the Indian community at large. These parts of my speech was not originally vetted the transcript. Although I honestly was not aware of the term and the derogatories, this does not change the fact that using it was extremely disrespectful and harmful. I have been counseled by my party colleagues, and I'm deeply sorry for what I have said, and the pain and the anger that have caused. I humbly seek your forgiveness on this matter and hope to be given another chance to make amends. The SDP always been a party of equality and inclusiveness. I have learned an important lesson from this, and from now, I will do my best to keep learning and uphold those values in my everyday life. Thank you.
My fellow Singaporeans, I would like to take a moment to address what happened last night. I want to talk about what happened directly. Every morning in school, we recite the pledge and we say, regardless of race, language, or religion. Yesterday, Jijin Wong appallingly used the K word, amongst other things. Many, including my own mom, have messaged me. I was honestly at a loss for words and I didn't know what to say. Many other Singaporeans have messaged me as well. Many Singaporeans from all walks of life, young, old, have also reached out to me, but I'm sorry I couldn't reply to your messages. I was shocked when I first heard it. I sent it to a friend who speaks Hokkien to see if it was a misquote. It wasn't. She did use the word. For those of you who know me over the years, I've always been a staunch advocate against racism. For us minorities, the honest truth is that such remarks are not new. And no, it is not casual racism, because there's nothing casual about racism. I can accept that there was no malice, but intention is irrelevant when it comes to such matters. Many minorities like myself, we have experienced this growing up. From the auntie who tells the boy, hey, you better behave yourself, if not, so-and-so will come and catch you. To applications being rejected on the basis that you can't speak a certain language, or when you try to rent a house, you have a hard time. Some even think that it's okay to use the K word. Well, it's not entirely new or surprising, but honestly, it stinks like hell, especially from someone close to you.
Let's move on!
What happened yesterday has no place in Singapore, let alone a rally stage. Dr. Paul Tambaya, our chairman, Dr. Chee Soon Juan, our secretary general, took swift action in reprimanding and disciplining Jijin. She has apologized publicly. She apologized to me in private as well. She took full responsibility. Jijin explained to me that she did not think that the term was derogatory. As soon as she learned it, she was remorseful. She labored under the impression that it was a neutral term that Hokkien speakers use to refer to Indians. She genuinely did not know. But as the influencer Miss Devika said eloquently, this ignorance is a byproduct of privilege. Any one of us with Indian or Malay friends will know, growing up in Singapore, that it's not okay to use the K word. Jijin has taken time to reflect and learn about the roots of the word and why it is wrong. I've always said that we need honest, real conversations. This is one of them. I am not going to justify her behavior or make any excuses for her. I just want to state that there is no room for racism in Singapore, intentional or otherwise. There's no room for racism in the SDP. I want to thank Dr. Paul, Dr. Chi, and the comms team, Min, Naresh, Kenneth, for allowing me to address this issue directly. You know, a lot of times when we minorities face racism, we are told to take it easy or laugh it off and shrug it off. I'm glad that the SDP party leadership did not do that. I want to thank all of you who reached out to me to support me. It is not in the spirit of SDP to hide behind faceless statements.
The SDP's policies and histories makes our position on discrimination crystal clear. This is not what the SDP stands for. And what we want to say is that, what I want to say is that I'm sincerely sorry for anyone who had to hear that comment or experience that comment, whether in person or online. That is not okay. I also want to thank it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the color of our skin is, or which political party we represent. At the end of the day, we all bleed red, and we all must have a mutual respect and understanding. What the SDP wants is a politics of hope, a politics of possibilities, a vision where we can thrive together, regardless of race, language, or religion. It is not just a slogan, but something we must live, breathe, and strive towards every day. Earlier today, I was at 888 Plaza and a Singaporean Chinese couple next to me came up to me and offered me a drink. That, my friends, that is the true Singaporean spirit. To build a democratic society based on justice and equality. Building takes hard work. But together, through difficult conversations, we will come out of this stronger. Thank you.
Thank you, Arifin. I think he said it very well. The bottom line is, Ji Jin made a mistake. She has acknowledged the mistake. She has owned it. But she is one of us. So the responsibility lies with all of us. And these are the values of the SDP. We do not throw anyone under the bus. When we make a mistake, we admit it. We admit that we're wrong. We take the consequences. So on behalf of the rest of the SDP, I invite you to come up. So we'd just like to say we're sorry.